Good. So I think welcome you all on this first call of the Wildcard Cell Group. I'm not sure if we have some agenda actually, but what I believe we should talk about how we will start our work, what is needed. I don't know if we have some formal requirements like I don't know, charter or some other things.
No, the
That's basically all, right?
Andre, the
Right.
charter has the
Yes.
charter has been approved. So, and that is available on the CCNSO website. And it has a description of the activities of this group. Let me pull it up. And I think this is more a logistical call in order for you to decide how you want to proceed and maybe what you want to do in preparation of the face-to-face meeting in Nairobi.
Yes.
And so for one of the things I did, and it's very good, I think, Catherine, are you on the call?
Yes, I'm on the call.
Yeah, thank you for pointing this out. Is the references. So I sent you the some references to some of the ESSEC documents, and there is this already this summary from Eikenstaar with some recommendations, and maybe in preparation of the face-to-face in Nairobi that the members of this working group could read through it and see what additional studies they want or some of, let me start again. Is what additional material they want. Say what, let me go first over the scope of activities. And then it becomes clear why these references are relevant. So summarize the issues associated with redirection as identified by ESSEC in its report. So see references, I just sent them, and the say without the recommendations, I think the but that's my opinion, I think the ICANN staff already summarized part of these reports, and it's probably something this working group wants to check whether this summary is adequate, yes or no. The second activity would be to liaise with ESSEC to seek further clarification input, if considered needed and appropriate by this group, on redirection and the issue, the threat it creates for the internet users. Liaise with the SSR group, so that's Stability, Security and Resilience Department of ICANN, to seek further clarification. That's another group. Say ESSEC is the external panel for, so you understand, and the SSR is ICANN's internal department, ICANN staff internal department dealing with DNS stability, security, and resilience. That's the group led by Greg Rattray, and they are working very closely with the incident response working group as well. And I will include that in, say, the next round of references. There's also some documentation what they consider to be a DNS cert, and I don't know whether that's important for this group, but maybe you want to check. The fourth one is liaise with CCTLDs who are currently using redirection, and I think Gabby, as part of this session, I think in close cooperation with Andre and Jungum, some of these CCs already have been contacted and will do a presentation in Nairobi if they're present, and maybe you've seen the email from Joel, the CNE from the Philippines, on why they use it and how they use it. And the last one, and that's already, say, part of it, but it's very clear that the timeline is not slipping, but is changing. Prepare a session at the CCNSO meeting, either at the ICA meeting in Nairobi or Brussels, to present and discuss the results of the study. So that will probably be no earlier than Brussels, and provide a final report of its findings to the CCNSO Council. So that will be after Brussels. That is the scope of activities of this working group.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Can I just say something about Nairobi?
Yeah.
So I have contacted a few CCTLDs that we know are using wildcards today. Not all of them. I think there were 11 in total, and I think I contacted 4 or 5. And most of them will not be in Nairobi. Joel Decini from Philippines, which is also on this working group but not attending today, he will not be in Nairobi, but I'm liaising with him because he says he can put together a presentation, but he wants someone else to present it on his behalf. He doesn't want to do it remotely. Bill Semick from .nu will perhaps be in Nairobi, and then he will give a presentation. Perhaps he will do it remotely. So just so you know, there is a session for this wildcard study group on the Tuesday session of the CCNSO meeting. I think it is about half, I can't remember exactly the timing, but it's half an hour or 45 minutes. And it's actually for this working group to do something with this time. So we're trying to arrange these speakers, and I think Youngham and Andre, you will have to present something about, you know, what this working group is intending to do. And Steve Crocker and Ram Mohan from the ASAC will also attend the session. They are really interested and they want to listen to what's happening. So that's what's expected of you, just so you know. I'm helping you in trying to find speakers for the session, which is not that very easy. So if any one of you feels you want to say something or give a presentation, just let me know. That's all for me.
Okay, thank you very much, Gabby. So there's no much time left, I guess, for the Nairobi meeting. So please, if you have some ideas for the session, it would be very helpful. And I think today we should talk about the way how we would be able to pull those activities that are written in the charter. Or and maybe we can continue it during the face-to-face meeting in Nairobi. I believe the first, I don't know what you would like to do, but I would propose to go through all those points and spend a few words how we would like to achieve those bullets, if you don't mind.
Yes, or just say what do you, maybe this is easier. Because that would be my suggestion, is that, say, what do you want to achieve at the Nairobi meeting, say, the face-to-face? Say, there is already the session of the CCNSO, some of them, and that's very important because that's part of your activities, is to present and to understand why CCs use redirection, and that, so you've got the Joel who is in this working group and who already sent some ideas. Yeah. We have at least 2 CCs who want to do a presentation on this, so that's clear, and maybe say based on the outcome of these presentations and through discussion understand and summarize why they're using it, then in preparation as well, I don't know whom of you have read all the related ASAC reports, but I could imagine that's something to do in preparation of the Nairobi meeting and the summary of the ICANN staff, and see if whether or not now that needs to be amended, updated, or refined. So that could be a second topic for discussion in Nairobi, and then also associate people who want to do that and are willing to do it. So that that's bullet number one, and based on that, liaise with ASEC whether or not you need further clarification. So you have already leading into Nairobi. Yeah, you can start the preparation.
Yes, absolutely. Honestly, so you are suggesting to summarize the arguments of the ICANN part of the issue, right? Do I understand?
One of the references I just sent out prior to this call, I don't know if you all received it, is...
I received it and I had time to read it, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's why. That's so unfortunate. But this can't change it. Let me have a look. I should have received my own email as well. Yeah.
I have time to read it, so I read it already.
Yeah. So for instance, the ICANN staff overview, so that's an announcement, and it contains an explanatory memorandum, and that's about, I would say, how many pages? 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and there are references and everything else in it with some recommendations, so that's only up to 9. I would suggest that the working group would look into it and check whether it needs further refinement or whether you think this is a fair summary of the issues. If you consider it already a fair summary of the issues, then I think this part of your activities has already been fulfilled.
I think so. Yes. So I think the next step would be read all the documents and probably comment them, possibly on the mailing list in advance. And then we can discuss it in Nairobi.
Yeah.
So that's, I think, three bullets, right?
Yeah.
And then we should also collect the opinions from the CCTRDs. I think we should get some document, at least in the quality that the Joel said us, because I think that's pretty good explanation why they are doing that.
Why he's using it. And you have the sessions in Nairobi itself as well, and maybe it's an idea to either beforehand or afterwards sit down with these presenters and ask them more in-depth questions.
Absolutely, but I believe we should start probably in the beginning to send some letter signed by the working group asking for input from those that are involved in the wildcarding, right?
Yeah.
Because there are very different reasons, what I have heard, like from Korea or from the PH. So that probably would be worth to do before Nairobi.
Yeah.
And then we can discuss it face-to-face there.
Yeah.
So I think if you don't mind, we would prefer some simple letter that would be sent by me or by Yang'an. And we would send them to those that are doing wildcarding. We will ask Ayana for clarification that still all of those that were listed are involved in that activity.
Yeah. And that's what I can do is I can ask, say, Ayana or Kim in this case, who is currently using wildcards.
I have a pretty updated list, so I can forward it to you.
Excellent. Yeah.
So that would be the fourth point. Then I think this session we will probably provide two sessions, right? First, primarily in Nairobi, that we will just probably collect those opinions, and the Brussels will be probably more reporting what we did between those meetings.
And what you think, and then say it's more qualifying the issue of redirection based on say, or provide the overview of the pros and cons, why people are using it in a summarized mm-hmm. manner. But that's something for you to discuss in Nairobi.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, so I think from my point of view, I'm taking notes for my homework. And probably that the same should apply for the working group members. We should go through the documents and some comments, what we think. We will create an email addressing those wildcarding CCPRDs, and we will ask some of them to present in Nairobi, but I think it's almost covered by Gabriel, so there's probably not much work in that.
No, but and those
we can discuss what will be the next steps.
Yeah, and the letter you send out, say, could also be to those who do not present or would not present, but who are willing to share it with this working group, so you understand. So that's always the possibility to look for broader, to look for input from all of them.
Yes, absolutely.
Sorry, do you mean that we should also be asking those who don't engage in wildcarding why they choose? Is that what you meant?
No, it's what you see. Some of them are not willing to talk about it or do not attend the Nairobi meeting or not willing. They're not willing to share their views, say, for whatever reasons, with an audience presented. Because they've probably, most of them, feel uncomfortable presenting.
Yes. Okay, I understand.
Okay. So, I don't know, are there any further comments or suggestions?
Andre, I would just like to say something again. I've said this, but in case then someone missed it. So there would be a wildcard study group meeting prior to the CCNSO members meeting. That will take place on Monday at 4:30 to 5:30, and would local time. It will take place in the same room as the tech day. It will not be on the official agenda because of the... There's a reason for that, but it will not be on the official ICANN agenda, but it will be listed on our CCNSO website. We have a special calendar with all meetings, and it will be listed there. It's going to take place in the same room as the tech day, and I will try to provide a dial-in possibility or at least some kind of remote participation possibility so that those of you who are not there can attend the meeting anyway. And again, it's at 16:30 local time, which I believe is 14:30 UTC, but I will check that up. And everything will be on our CCNSO website, all the details. So for those of you who will not be in Nairobi, you can still attend this meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Maybe Andre, would you... want us to send out, say, a summary of say, these action items to the list, or do you want to do it?
Absolutely. If you could,
I'm taking a few notes, and I'm
leaving.
Yeah. Andre,
Andre, go ahead.
Yes, I'm thinking about the second point about the letter, so I will probably send you some drafts and or some points, and we will finalize it, send it to the mailing list, and if no one will object, we will send it to those CCPRDs.
So Andre, say maybe put it this way, an action point for you will be to draft a letter and send it to the list.
Yes, I will probably send it to you in advance, Bob, because you...
Yeah, okay, that's fine. But you say, yeah. And then the, say, Gabi...
We will agree, and with Yanglam, we will send it to the list for clarification.
Yeah.
if no one objects, we will send it to the CCDLD. But I think
Dabi, can you send a list of the of the CCs currently using wildcards?
Yeah, I'll do that.
To the list, then all of the working group go through the documentation as preparation for the Nairobi meeting. What else did we have? And then the face-to-face meeting, and probably Andre and Jungom send out agenda for the face-to-face meeting. And the and one of them is preparation for the CCNSO meeting itself, but that's fairly, and a maybe a bit of a working plan for between Nairobi and Brussels.
Mm-hmm.
And that be so, and that's something for to discuss at the face-to-face meeting. And so if people start thinking about it, they can to provide input and discuss the working plan as well. But I think, say, most of you will have more than enough time just going through these ASEC reports and the year summary.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, I think this captures all the action points. I'm missing out one.
I think you covered everything.
Yeah.
Before we end this call, I just wanted to say I forgot to tell you in the beginning that it's actually been recorded. So in case anyone is really upset about that and doesn't want to have it published, we won't publish it, but just let me know. But normally we publish all the calls on our website as well. It's on the calendar page. So, but in case someone doesn't want to have it published, just let me know.
Okay. I think we've done.
Already?
Yeah, I think we are done. So, thank you very much, all of you, that you joined. I am looking forward to seeing you in Nairobi. And I think we will spend we will have some discussion in the mailing list, so I think we will be in touch. So thank you very much, and goodbye.
Yeah, and have a nice weekend.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.